Throughout the 11-day standoff with China, U.S. officials urged Beijing to release the 24 American crew members before the situation caused lasting damage to U.S.-China relations. What this incident has done to that relationship will be measured in coming weeks by several events, including a pending U.S. decision on weapons sales to Taiwan, NPR's Vicky O'Hara reports.
Before the mid-air collision between U.S. and Chinese military aircraft, China had sent its top foreign policy official to Washington. The mission of Vice Premier Chen Qichen was to gauge U.S. intentions on weapons sales, specifically to urge the U.S. not to grant Taiwan's request for the Aegis Advanced Radar System, which affords more protection against Chinese missiles. Kurt Campbell was Deputy Assistant Secretary of Defense for Asian Affairs under President Clinton. He says that after this incident, the U.S. will be generous to Taiwan.
Oh, we're going to give them lots of stuff. It's hard to predict on any specific weapon system, but the package will be full. I'm certain of that.
Robert Kagan is a conservative columnist and an analyst with the Carnegie Endowment for International Peace based in Brussels. He, too, thinks recent events have tilted the U.S. toward a more robust weapons transfer to Taiwan.
I think that there'll be those in the administration who will argue that because of China's really quite belligerent behavior over the past few weeks, that there's all the more reason to go ahead and sell Taiwan sophisticated weapons, which they will argue are justified in any case, but which the United States may have held back on in the interest of not offending China.
Analysts say the U.S. might not sell the Aegis radar system specifically, but they point out that there are plenty of other advanced weapons that Taiwan would be happy to get. Another area where the impact on relations will be measured is trade. Congress faces a decision in June on granting China preferential trading status. That debate will give members of Congress a chance to express their outrage over China's recent actions. Senator Robert Torricelli is a New Jersey Democrat and member of the Senate Foreign Relations Committee.
If there were going to be a vote today on preferential trade status for China, in spite of the administration's support for it, it would be in real trouble. I think there is more anger in the U.S. Congress than has been evidenced. People have been quiet. They've muted their criticism simply to help get this crew home. But people are angry.
They may be angry, but Congress, driven by the strong pro-business lobby, never has denied China favored nation trading status, even after the 1989 massacre of Chinese demonstrators in Beijing. China is the United States' fourth largest trading partner, and no one wants to jeopardize an economic relationship that benefits both countries. Again, Robert Kagan.
If the question is trade, I doubt very much that Congress is going to vote against most favored nation status for China. There may be more votes against China this year than there were last year, but I don't think that's going to be the place where Congress expresses its dissatisfaction.
Nonetheless, Senator Torricelli says the U.S. must recognize certain things about China.
And as we enter into agreements, whether it be on trade or security and diplomatic arrangements, recognize that in this instance, the Chinese have given evidence that they do not take international law to the letter, and frankly, are just simply not always to be trusted in agreements they reach.
In assessing the impact of what's happened, Kurt Campbell says that various events, including the U.S. bombing of the Chinese embassy in Belgrade, amount to what he calls a gathering of scars between Washington and Beijing.
I think this incident is added into that category. And I think underneath the surface, even though both countries will say all the right things about wanting to work together, I think there is a growing sense of tension in the relationship.
Bruce Dixon is director of the Seeger Center for Asian Studies at George Washington University. He says China's detention of the U.S. crew has hardened attitudes in Washington.
At least in the short run, it'll be easier for the critics to make an argument that their view should prevail. The people who have been in favor of closer relations with China, feeling that increased trade and other types of military and political interactions would lead to a less hostile China, have a hard time showing evidence so far of the success of that approach.
Dixon says the outcome of this military aircraft collision also has weakened Chinese President Jiang Zemin, because Jiang demanded a full U.S. apology and settled for less. Jiang Zemin is scheduled to step down next year as party leader, and the battle for succession has begun. If Jiang, a moderate in the Chinese leadership, loses influence, the April 1st collision could alter the complexion of U.S.-China relations for years to come. Vicky O'Hara, NPR News, Washington.